You're on your way to her mother's funeral, right. Yeah, and it dings, and she's like, "You,
oh, that's better, a, no. That's a Udisk commercial if I've ever heard of.
It's on the wish list, babe. Yeah, it's on the wish list.
It's on the wish list. You know,
you promised. You promised.
She's gonna be dead forever. We're only gonna be here once.
Holy shit!
That's what disc golf
it
commercials
writes itself.
Need.
Yeah,
so dark, so fast.
And welcome back to Unstable Discourse.
Yeah.
Yeah, son.
Nice.
Episode 4 of the front 9 of season 4.
There you go. That is what it is.
After much debate, it took a while to figure out what episode we were on.
We got it.
Yeah. A little brain fart.
We can count. So you would think that we're going to play nerdy games tonight.
Nope.
But you'd be mistaken.
I'm on the mic. I'm not wearing a robe. I don't have a fake beard.
Yeah, he is fully clothed.
You don't have a staff.
Wait.
You didn't
with chains?
That makes sense.
Wait.
Yeah. No, that was me.
Oh, shit.
Son of a...
The anticipation of you coming down the stairs was hysterical.
There was a 50-50 chance that even though we're not playing the back half of D&D tonight, I was still going to show up in character. I was considering bringing the robe and the fake beard.
I'm glad you did
not. You
would
have made Brian grab his real beard. Because you'd be like, wait.
What?
No.
Just talk like that from now on. Yeah. That Gandalf inflection.
Gandalf the J.
Voice.
Gandalf,
yeah.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, last episode was a wild ride. Huge props to the Deucer and Gandalf the J.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Surpassed our wildest expectations.
Totally. And a lot of the listeners, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but good comments. Yeah.
Loved hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a pretty standard return to our typical format today. Yes. Sheila has deuced again. Awesome format for this episode. There it goes.
There it is.
Sploosh.
As far as I know, she deuces once a day. I mean,
that's healthy, I think.
Yeah.
Girls don't deuce. Sorry.
No. Yeah.
They don't do that.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a three to four times a day kind of person.
Good for you.
Yeah. I don't know if that is good. I don't know.
Let it out.
It is.
Better out than in.
Better out than in. More room out than in, dog.
That's for damn sure.
Something in, something out.
If you eat three times a day,
you should go to the bathroom 3 times a day.
Makes sense.
I mean, you're wrong, but I hear you.
let's tell the listeners what's going to happen on this episode.
Yeah.
So we have the title of this episode is Destination Penetration.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to be talking about destination disc golf.
You know what
courses.
The funniest thing is that Jason did not come up with that idea.
No. Yeah. I would love to take the credit for it, but that wasn't me. No.
Literally, when I saw the show notes, I went, Jason.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Me this
all
time.
Sheila. So we're going to talk about destination disc golf courses. I think disc golf vacations. There's some cool news about Paul Macbeth and Dylan Cease we're going to cover. And we are going to see the return of a really beloved segment that we did last season. I don't know if the listeners loved it as much as we did, but it doesn't matter.
I thought it was great.
It was
super fun. My expectations were low and they were exceeded in the best way.
Merch Madness is back. Are we calling it Merch Madness?
No, we're calling it Destination Penetration. It's Merch Madness : Destination Penetration.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we have in the theme of March Madness, we have a elimination style bracket of destination courses, and Sheila has laid out a game, if you will.
So I took the top 16 free courses that UDisc published. So they're 1 to 100 for 2023. I took the top 16 free courses and decided to focus on the free courses because that's what a lot of us are used to dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean and I know how that works since the Canyons is a free course and we know like how much more work goes into.
I mean, we've talked about, how not skewed in a bad way, but like you could clearly see that at the top of those 100 best courses in the world, it's all of the private courses that have private funding. And of course they're able to do more because they're not on shoestring budgets. So the closest thing that we have is Delwood, and Delwood is a free course. So we decided it was best to showcase all those people that are also at the top of that list, but are doing it on shoestring budgets more than likely.
Probably sharing their space with regular park goers and
totally
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Other events.
Spoiler, is Delwood on the list?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Delwood's there.
Okay. We're going to
So the whole bracket idea is we're going to read you these courses and then you pick the one that you think would be the best to travel to.
Sick.
And I have not seen the list, but I was at the shop while Sheila was doing it and she was just giggling to herself.
Yes.
While she was doing it. So I can't wait to hear some of these descriptions.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I go on vacation, I want to know the other things that are around to do. So you're not only playing disc golf. Totally. You got to check out the sites. Mm-hmm. So
some other things, you know?
Some other things. By the way, I forgot to mention, I'm Alex Seminary of Disc Golf Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh,
thanks
for
bringing that up. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hi.
Guess who else is here?
Who else is here?
We got a little Ryan Fancher of Unstable Disc Golf Gear.
Me, baby.
Hey, buddy. It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
We got a dash of Sean Callahan of Delwood Disc Golf.
Saw dog.
We got a pinch of Jason Callahan.
Just a pinch.
That's all you need.
Yep.
From Bag of Tricks Entertainment.
That's what I still work for.
And Delwood Disc Golf. And Delwood and Dragons.
Yeah, and Delwood and Dragons. That's right.
And of course, the deucer, Queen of the Canyons, Sheila Callahan. Mm-hmm.
Team Black, co-captain.
Oh.
That's right.
Shit.
Whoa.
It's coming out.
Shit has come to light.
Yep.
She kidnapped herself, dude.
Her life was in your hands.
All right. Before we get to all those fun things you guys have planned, I say we talk a little bit about things we're fired up about.
Fired up.
Jesus.
All right.
All right. Wow. Just, you know.
I'm going to have to metalize that.
Yeah.
Those beats.
The double bass.
Little double bass.
Yep. I got it.
Fired up.
All right. Who's got the most fired up? Who's got the most fire inside right now?
I have a two-parter. They're quick, I promise. Numero uno is I am playing in my first tournament in about a year and a half this upcoming Sunday. By the time they're listening, it will be in the past. But
by the time they have listened, that he would have come in second place only to me.
You.
Okay. Correct. Who else is playing with you guys in that division? I know MA40 is no joke.
So there's two of us in that division.
I'm on airplane mode, so I can't look.
There are 16 players in MA40.
16 now?
16 players in
MA40. I knew it was a healthy division.
Did he add spots?
I don't know, but there are 16 now.
No shit.
I never signed us up.
There were some people on the wait list. Know. So first tournament in a year and a half. Last one was at Highland.
The funk.
The funk, Corey's funk that he did back in 2021. I played that, played really well. I mean, it was a shorter safari track. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to it. It was a little kismet situation. I was talking with Austin, no cap cap, at the shop about spots being available in MPO. Saw that there were spots and I registered Ryan and I, so now we're going to play.
Do you want to know who you're playing against?
Yes, I do.
Adam Ritz, Alex Hahn, Bradley J.
Johnson.
Got it. Brian Kitter. James Lotwine, John Andrus, Johnny Harrison, Mikey Z, Phil Mulder, Ryan Fancher, Ryan Barkus, Sean Schmieski, Shannon Berryhill, Sean Stewart, and Vern Manning.
You got some players in there.
There's some heat in there. Mikey Z, I'm a little worried about Mikey Z.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Mulder.
Phil can always shoot hot.
James Lotwine is a solid player. Yep. Great putter. Yep. There's some talent in that field. Mm-hmm. Vern can golf.
Oh, Vern can get hot. Golf. That's for sure.
He's been doing this a minute. No, it's going to be a blast. I'm excited to be on the other side of the table. I'm excited to feel it again, you know? Like, signing up for that for me was like, go ahead.
Question. First MA40 tournament, right?
First MA40. First time.
Dude. And you hijacked Ryan, though. He didn't know he was playing until you signed him up.
Because if I would have asked, he would have came up with a laundry list of excuses.
True.
I know my dog.
Correct.
Signed him up. Uh-huh. And I knew that once I signed him up, he would feel obligated, which he did.
So you can play MA40 the year you turn 40.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, so he's essentially a cheater, but it's legal.
You will technically be 39 when you play.
I'll be 40 in August. I'm probably the youngest MA40 player.
No big deal.
Because you're not, but okay, that's fine.
My elbow is like pretty much broke. So
your elbow is 48.
Yeah.
So, correct. Okay.
So that one. And then today I also played the Fraction Run Cup upper layout. Shout out to homie Jake Avery, who always pushes me to play. And we played and it was good. It was a good warm up. It was good practice. Shot a 58. Last year, James Heath in MA40 shot a 58 and a 57, so I'm feeling good about that 58. I'm going to take that energy into Sunday. I'm fired up.
MA40 and MA2 will probably play the same layout.
Yes,
same layout. Mm-hmm. Can we put some action on this round?
Mama.
Because I'll be there, and baby bro Max will be there too.
Let's do it.
You can't see the guns that Max just threw up real quick, but you don't need to see him.
He's been playing pretty good.
It's going to be a fun day. I mean, the fact that we're all going to be there together on the same day is
Sure.
I don't want to play for money, but I think we should figure out some interesting little fun thing.
Well, I mean, by the time we do this again, it will be for shit-talking rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good.
Sure.
So, but we could also do something on the side.
What's kind of tradition in the seminary household is the bet usually involves somebody having to eat something they really don't want to eat.
Ooh, which, coleslaw.
So for Alex, that'll be anything.
Come on. Yeah. Some of the things that we've had to eat, which were like haunting, traumatic moments for us, were like,
I love it. My dad
had to eat a beet. He was like, it was a big deal.
Wow.
So you're going to have to eat a cheeseburger with everything on it?
With everything,
I could get through that. But like if you made me eat an olive, I'd have an issue. I'd legitimately have an olive.
Let's do this.
Olives a single olive?
I will buy all the things we need for this.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Alex Olive.
Yeah. Before the night is over, we are going to have to, I mean, mine'll just, I mean, Sheila already outed me. It's coleslaw. So coleslaw?
That would screw me up too.
I hate coleslaw.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to be honest. I can't think of anything.
I'm the same way.
I really can't. I'm sure there's something that I'd be like, I don't want
that. It would have to be like bugs. I know people eat bugs. Okay. It would have to be something that is normally not food that I would be like,
I got grubs outside.
Why would you make me sound like that when you do that impression?
I did have a little bit of you in me when I did that.
That's what she said. Said
that. Let's call up Rogan. He's not busy. I mean, he can host the show.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, Fear Factor.
We'll figure it out. I'm pumped for that tournament too. Smooth series. Steve Ratchin and Megan, who is about to pop. She's like,
She's close.
Yep. She's getting there.
April due date.
Yeah. That seems like it was yesterday that they just announced that pregnancy on the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else got something?
It was probably about 9 months ago.
It was right around 9 months ago.
Uh-huh. Ish. Yeah.
Crazy.
You got good. Anything? No?
I'm fired up about how well perceived the last episode of Unstable Discourse was.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I will keep it at that.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have two very quick things.
Okay. Oh, thank you for narrowing it down.
One was the tournament that I'm playing in.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to whatever. Two is I just submitted the very expensive building permits to build my little man cave in the backyard.
Nice.
So I dropped them off with the plat of survey today, and I talked with Mr. Dave Oxley, who's going to pour the foundation, and we did some back and forth, and he's going to get all the survey and or all of the permits and everything, and we should be rolling here in a couple days.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like pouring in a couple days?
He has nothing else going on, and he said it will be the easiest job he does all spring. He's chomping at the bit to pour some concrete.
Oh, I bet.
So, and I can, like, I was just at his house dropping stuff off, and I looked through the woods, and I saw my backyard from his house. It was awesome. So he literally just has to walk half a block, and he's at his job site. So
he can't wait for that.
No, he can't.
That
wait.
Morning, where you could just
he's
go,
gonna walk over. Walk with
he's got a thermos of coffee, and he's just gonna stroll over like it's no big deal at 6:35 in the morning.
All the materials
can we
and a
do
radio
like
fire
an
wagon.
On-site?
Just pull it in the wagon.
Yeah.
An on-site episode like Home Improvement.
Oh,
yeah.
Sheila, don't play with my heart. Yeah, right? Sheila, don't play.
Yeah, like when he races Bob Vila at the drag strip. Oh my god!
I mean, Sheila and I weekly. We are. Season 7 deep into that show, we watch Home Improvement.
Rewatching.
Like,
I was going to ask, why do I remember that episode? It was because I was here and you guys were watching it.
Yeah.
So. It's a shame that Tim Allen did things other than that show, because that show rules and everything else he ever did aside from the Santa Claus sucks.
Except his Michigan voiceovers.
I don't know, man.
They're fantastic.
Did you ever watch Last Man Standing?
It's the same thing.
Oh, it's Home Improvement 2.0.
Right, and why do you need to remake that?
Yeah.
Because it's Tim Allen and he can do whatever he wants.
Ugh, not a fan. As much as you guys were not into I Think You Should Leave, that is how I feel about everything else Tim Allen's ever done.
Mm. Okay.
Well, aside from Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus is one of the best Christmas movies ever.
Popo Gigio.
Popo Gigio.
Yeah.
Popo Gigio.
Yes. Great moment. And then, Home Improvement rules. Uh-huh. But anything else I've tried to watch him in, I'm like, if ever there was a one-trick pony, it is that dude.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's get him on the show.
Pass. Well, he might bring a lot of cocaine with him.
That's true. He has been known. Well,
cut that out.
Yeah. But anyway, I bought the building plans a week ago and I expected to get a PDF with the building plans. I did not. It came via UPS in a giant cardboard tube.
Ooh, nice.
And I rolled it out and folded it over like I was building the Bellagio.
Yeah, like it was 1992.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so cool. And it is the most basic 16 by 20 building you'll ever see, but it like just folding those, the paper was like 20 by 24. You know,
and it's just drawing like
the whole thing, every measurement for everything.
Did you have to throw the t-shirt away you were wearing because your nipples got so hard to pierce?
Yeah,
the
just right through. Yeah,
just went right through.
Yeah. So I rolled it back up and sent it over to Dave. That's it.
I've got some things I'm fired up about.
Let's hear it.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, Ryan.
Do you happen to be fired up about anything at all?
It's a huge list. Massive, but no. I'll dial it down.
Thank you.
Number one, I was on a disc golf debate show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Leppy Duels. Follow him on YouTube.
Where does that name come from?
I believe the course, their like home course is called Leprechaun Hollows or something like that.
Okay, something cool.
So I think it's local, but he works for UDisc, or at least he writes. I think he writes for UDisc, the host. And yeah, they basically bring on four different movers and shakers in the disc golf world.
And then you. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you realize. Well, yeah. Come on. I don't know if you realize what you're asking of me, because I absolutely not qualified to talk about the stuff that we were debating. So I had to completely he gives you the prompt ahead of time. Here's the topics you're going to debate against this person.
That's fun to be prepared. And
I couldn't have done it without it. If I went on there and he was just like, here's the first question, I would have been like, I know nothing about that topic. Right. So researching was fun and being on the show was fun. Like, it's a cool format, but you score points if you win your rounds, and I won 0 rounds. So I got completely demolished, and my lack of knowledge about professional disc golf is going to be on full display. Hmm. So go check it out. That should be entertaining for you guys.
I know you tagged us both in it, and you've talked about this to me before. The idea of debates is cringeworthy to me, and I hate that word. But it is like, and I know you love it, and I know there is a reason for it, but I can't get into it. Like, I just feel like in a specific debate, especially when there are points involved where you have to win, people aren't listening. They are waiting to talk.
Yeah.
And it's a situation where if anyone is talking, I automatically shut off and listen because I don't like talking over anyone. And so I would never get a word in. Mm-hmm. And I've had those conversations and those debates before where I just stop talking altogether because I can't. Like, my mind doesn't work that way. And so when there's a debate, I'm like, I'm out. I'll listen, but there's no way that I can.
It is hard.
It. Yeah.
It is hard to listen and like try to formulate a point about something they're talking about, knowing that you have to make your point and the clock is ticking down.
Intelligently.
Right.
Yeah. As well, not just, don't agree.
Yeah.
Props. that was me. You'll see. That was me.
Props to those that can do that, but I absolutely cannot.
So I'm fired up about it. It wasn't a win for me, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Good.
And
cool.
I may do it again in the future. We'll see.
I'm proud of you either way.
I need
to
see how I come across, because if I hate everything about it, I'm never going to do it again. But if I'm like, I don't seem like as big of a chode as I thought I did, then I'll do it again.
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Chode, yeah.
Big? I like it.
Bring it back. Bring back chode.
Classic, yeah. bring back chode. Other things I'm fired up about.
That's a hashtag.
I spoke today with Cheryl from the American Camp Association of Illinois. They're doing a disc golf fundraiser event, their very first ever disc golf event, to raise funds to send underprivileged kids to summer camp, which is super close to my heart. Camp counselor for a long time. We always had to work with those kids who came in from like the inner city and who just had never been in the woods before. And you literally could see like life-changing moments happening for these kids. It was so awesome. So tying disc golf together with summer camp, all about that. And obviously I'm hoping to leverage this relationship into, can we put on a disc golf summer camp next year?
Totally.
Cool, super awesome. Pumped. Super pumped about that. So the third thing is closely tied to the summer camp concept. We're going to host a disc golf getaway weekend, like a disc golf family camp in September over Labor Day weekend at the summer camp that I always worked at, my whole life.
I won't be here.
It's going to be the perfect kind of vacation for like dads with families who want to take disc golf vacations, but actually have to, be a dad and like, have responsibilities.
Who disc golf tourism.
So they will be able to get off. There's a kids course on site at the camp. There's a like pro level course down the street. So we're going to host a flex start over that weekend. So kids, parents, we'll make sure it's like accessible to everybody. But if your kids or your wife don't want to touch disc golf whatsoever, there's a lake with, you know, water skiing. There's arts and crafts. There's archery, riflery, you know, all the traditional summer camp stuff. You want to go out in a canoe. So it'll be just a really good family weekend. We're going to have a cabin that's child friendly. So if you want to have your kids, and also if you want to just go as like, you know, a bachelor or as a couple and not deal with kids, a separate cabin. So there's basic details on disc golf scene already, but awesome. I need to finalize
a few things. For this?
I'm so far just calling it disc golf family camp.
Cool.
Because the program is actually called Family Camp Weekend at YMCA Camp Everhart. It's basically a way for parents to come check the place out and bring their kids for the weekend and see, is this the kind of place I would want to send my kids for summer camp? All the programming will be available. Food's included. Our lodging's included, and it should cost, it's going to probably only cost about $75 to $100 per person for a 3-day weekend with all your food and lodging and programming included.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's great.
That's super cheap.
It's going to be the cheapest vacation you can take.
You have to hunt and catch and kill and cook your own food.
Right. No, no.
But other than that, it's super cheap.
Yeah.
There's, I want to say old school, like summer camp lunch ladies, but that's not true. It's like a little more upscale than that. So it's like, you know, think cafeteria food, basically.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that.
That's great. Awesome.
Okay. Wow, that is really cool.
You should only have one F in the name, since golf and family have the same F. It could be disc golf family.
Disc golf family.
Disc golf family camp.
Disc golf family
camp. Disc golf family.
Yep.
I'll look into that.
Disc golf family.
Yeah. Disc golf family.
Camp.
Camp.
All right. So that's a wrap on Fired Up. And that means it's time for a reconnection with the old Callahalander Rundown.
That's right, boy. Callahalander Rundown, spring 2023 edition, end of March and all of April and May. Specific. We're getting specific here. Let's kick it off with a few flex starts coming up this month. First, we will be doing the Fraction Run Cup 5 flex start on Friday, March 31st. We will be using the lower layout for that one. $5 to play, $5 for an optional ace pot. Show up anytime between 8 and 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to do those flexes and get that practice round in before the tournament, so make sure you come on out for that. Next up, this one is fun and just came to fruition yesterday. We are doing a fundraising flex start for close DG friends, the Magnusons from Roanoke, if you know them. The Rip It for Reese flex start will help fund a wheelchair accessible addition on their home for their son Reese. $5 to play and $5 for that optional ace. More info can always be found on DelwoodDG.com. Really good people from Roanoke, Illinois.
You've definitely seen them. You've definitely seen
them. They come up. They play great. All of our events.
All of our stuff. So we are going to get together and raise some funds for them so they could help out their son, Reese. The whole family is just too cool. So really excited for that. Delwood and Trinity bag tags are both back on. Delwood being on Saturday mornings. Signups at 10, tee off at 11, 15 to play, 10 for a tag. Trinity Lynx bag tags are on Sunday mornings, 15 for a tag and 10 to play. Doc also tees off at 11 o'clock. Signups at 10, tee off at 11.
It's like 11:07.
Yeah, doc time.
Sure.
Yeah. Fraction Run Cup 5 is super sold out and then some. So we will see all of you on April 1st and 2nd. GJTS TDTC. It's already gone live by the time you're going to be listening to this.
Correct.
So hopefully it is full. That would be cool. Only 96 spots.
I'm going to quit disc golf if it doesn't fill.
Right. It is literally one of the
that is not a challenge.
Best tournaments of all time, Jason would say, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that match play event. Teams, red, blue, black, and green. Super fun. Don't miss it. It's on discgolfscene.com. Last but not least, let's kick it over to Doc for a quick 97.7 The Buzz rundown for our next and fourth stop on the Greater Joliet Tour season. Workforce Brewing Open 5 at Trinity Links. Take it away, Doc.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
It's the Doc here on 97.7 The Buzz, WBZZ Lockport. The fourth stop in the Greater Joliet Tour season is here. Workforce Open 5, May 13th and 14th at Trinity Links Disc Golf Course. Registration goes live Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. on discgolfscene.com. Sign up and get those points.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey. Oh, it's squidgy. Oh, Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, you know?
Thanks for sharing, Bob. Be on the lookout for a big, I mean huge, announcement about the Greater Joliet Tour Season Finals. You're listening to
97.7 FM.
97.7. 97.7.
Sorry, I farted.
Buzz, buzz.
All of this unofficially brought to you by
DiscGolfScene.com.
Come on, Pete.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I really wish the come on, Pete joke didn't take a dark turn.
Yeah, yeah. We knew it would.
He wouldn't listen to that. He won't listen to that episode. That is what I'm telling myself.
Please.
He skipped that one accidentally.
Speaking of come on, Pete, there's that very cool canvas painting that we have up in the studio now. Thank you to Nora Kate Paints, a.k.a. Nora Balati.
Balati.
Mm-hmm. She had put out a post saying if you wanted to commission her for like a custom project around the holidays, you know, hit her up. So I did. And I think she probably would welcome those kinds of requests anytime. Oh, yeah. So if you guys want to make something special for somebody, Nora can help you with that.
Yep. That's awesome.
Very nice.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we get to the full nuts and bolts
nuts
of this
and
episode,
butts. Uh-huh.
Before the episode, we had a very pleasant reconnection with our old pal, Matt Adamczak from Oland. You guys may remember him from episode 7.5 of season one, where we talked about the ultimate disc golf destination, where they were bringing 16 new disc golf courses to the chain of islands out there in Oland. Crazy, crazy project. Here's an excerpt from that interview. Check it out.
The project now had come to a new phase, I would say. We have 17 courses now. The first 2 months, it was 11 courses because it was a little bit problem to fix the property and the money and the labor. But we opened 11 courses in after 2 months. And the next step now is to have a Euro Tour on Holland, and we will have that the week of the European Open. So that is in the sweet spot when the American tour is having a break. So that means we will have some really nice players, mostly European top players, but some of the American guys is coming also. Like I talked to Nicola Castro yesterday night. Mm-hmm. Because he is together with Kat Merck, and she is probably going to sing at the prize ceremony at Åland Open, because Åland Open is at the same time as at the rock festival on the island. So the prize ceremony will be on the ending day on the festival, and the festival has been around for 20 years or something like that. So it will be around 2,000 in the audience. So she will be singing there before of the prize ceremony, and I'm also looking, hoping that Kevin Jones is coming to be DJ. So that will be pretty awesome. In an economical way, we have put down maybe 200,000 euro from the local government, maybe 100,000 euro, and 100,000 from the companies here on the island. Growth product, what's that? GDP?
GDP,
I can show numbers that we have got about 2.5 million euro to the GDP the 2.5 first years. Because what we are doing is calculating 85 euro per every night they are staying, the players. And I have done surveys, and most of the players are staying 4.5 nights because they want to play as many courses as possible. And that is the formula. The more courses we have, and the more courses we upgrade from 9 holes to 18 holes, the chances that they are staying one more night is increasing. Also, we had put down about 10,000 voluntary times from different people here on the island. So that is pretty unusual also, but they are believing in this project. That's fun.
Cool. And if you guys want to hear more of that, you can check it out on our YouTube channel, which has almost no content, but this will be added to it at some point.
Yeah.
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 Listeners, you did miss what I think is a potentially really great piece of content where I was chugging water out of my half-gallon container right into the microphone. And I think there's a pretty cool little ASMR thing happening there. It makes me think, could we do an ASMR segment from time to time? What else would sound cool?
It would just be you touching the microphone.
Mm-hmm. We could like rub discs, like certain plastics would be like...
Disc to disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like docking.
Yeah, docking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Disking. So let's talk about meaningful things. For the nuts and bolts, we're going to be talking about destination courses, UDISC stats for some of our local courses. Sheila pulled up some really cool stats from UDISC, and you said that those stats came to you guys because Sean's an ambassador for those courses?
Yes. You can register to become an ambassador for a course if it hasn't been claimed yet, and I would advise you guys to do that because you'll get an end-of-year report, and then you can take that to park boards or businesses or, you know, wherever you see fit to show the numbers that happen at those courses.
That's so
And
awesome.
You have control over the layouts, so people aren't just making random layouts and they're getting messed up.
Smart layouts.
Yeah.
Which are based on like the smart map layout that you input that's like all accurate and properly placed. So like when people go for the first time, they're not looking at 10 different made up layouts that are garbage.
Yeah, that has happened to me many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got the details for Haynes Wayside Park here as well as Shanahan and Highland. Is that the same stats that we all have right now?
Yep.
All right, so we'll talk about these three courses, and then Sheila, you've saved the Delwood stats, so we'll get a frame of reference afterwards.
There are many, many stats, and if we could start with Haynes, I just wanted to point out that at the very bottom of this page, there is a little stat that says 6 total aces in 2022.
Mm.
Most aced hole was hole 9 twice, and guess who's got one of them?
One of them, dog. I saw
Yeah,
it.
Baby.
It was cool.
It was recorded? You recorded that on UDisc?
No big deal. Oh,
okay. Yeah, of course we did.
Okay, making sure.
Of course we did.
But continue. I'm cooler than you. Okay. Let's go on.
Okay.
Cool.
I need to start using UDisc more when I play.
Yes, you totally should.
Yeah.
You'll notice that this also points out the most active disc golfers at these locations, and you can see how many rounds they played. And
that's a title that's worth winning.
Absolutely.
Just for straight cool points.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and I don't even know necessarily if that's something that people are after, but I think that as more people know about that part of it, it definitely will be.
That makes me wonder about jerk offs who will just be like, I aced. And there's no verification.
That is true.
True. I don't know. I just have to believe that that's...
Maybe those people are the ones writing it on the actual T-sign.
Hopefully, right?
Like, and don't need a phone to keep their score because it's...
Come on.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah. It's Mayo.
One Frisbee. Yeah,
right. Mayo's doing it.
If you got more than one Frisbee, you're just a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
That was me. In high school, I remember seeing like real players on the course with their bags and everything and being to my friends like, look at those nerds. Are you serious, bro? You need that many? And look how long they take to putt. Get out of here.
Perspective is a bitch, isn't it?
Yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's look at Haynes, some of the cool stats about Haynes from 2022. So, again, this is just what people logged when they played. Obviously, there's probably tons of rounds.
Keep in mind, this is only from like October and on, maybe mid-September.
Yeah.
Because of the redesign.
Because of the redesign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So 516 rounds played in just the last few months of 2022.
I mean, that's probably more than that course saw in the last five years.
Oh, in the last years. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what an incredible For number sure. to look at.
Yeah.
After so just awesome.
A couple of months.
180 UDisc players.
I think one of the cool things is 11 different states were represented from disc golfers playing Haynes, yes. which is crazy. I mean, I don't know if it's – I mean, Haynes is not a destination course, so it's pretty surprising to me that there were that many states. But, you know, Illinois, Indiana, obviously, Arizona, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, Texas, Wisconsin, South Carolina. Crazy. So the app is working.
Yeah.
October 29th, busiest day of the year with 28 rounds played. Was there an event there maybe?
It was probably like an opening day situation, do you think?
We never really did anything official there.
Yeah.
The first official thing, well, Scott Rangel's got his event coming up there, but I mean, that New Lenox Open, so there wasn't really any...
It was probably right around the time you posted that all the baskets were in and ready. I would assume there was an influx of people.
And we may have had just good weather that day, too. I mean, you know, that just...
All right, well, let's take a look at Shanahan, because that there was quite a bit more traffic at Shanahan. 3,842 rounds played at Shanny in 2022.
And keep in mind, this is just on U-Disc, so there are far more rounds played, but the stats that we can keep are U-Disc specific.
I wonder what that number is that you can assume. Like, is it 40% more? Is it 50% more?
I was literally
more?
Just about
like,
to ask you.
Like, probably like half.
You know, half of the people aren't going
in
out
reality,
there and using
you can
U-Disc.
Double these numbers. Yeah. I think at least double, not more. Yeah.
I would have to think that half the people, there are casual players that don't know about U-Disc, and there are other players that just don't give a shit about keeping score on their phone.
I mean, that's one of the cool things about being the ambassador for any one of these courses is it is a little bit of official. They send you a sign to put up at, you know, and there's a checklist of things that you have to do as an ambassador. So it's really cool. Like Haynes, for instance, over this offseason, I went out there and made sure that each of the first tee signs at hole one had U-Disc QR codes. So right there, I mean, you're getting immediate exposure to like, what's this other orange sign? Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool stat. 25 different states, players from 25. So almost, well, half the country, you know.
Not almost.
Every other literally. State. Yeah. Literally half the states of our country had a player, at least one, come play at Shanny last year.
Sick. And 422 players visited Shanahan for the first time in 2022. So maybe that doesn't mean new players, but that means new to U-Disc.
Right.
But still, that is... I mean, more than one a day. That's
great.
You
always have to assume new players, right?
Yeah, sure. Or, I mean, I just got U-Disc as an app, but I've been playing for 20 years. But still, like...
The likelihood is...
One
less,
a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the 19 total aces were logged, and the most aced hole was hole two, and it was only aced twice, which means almost every other hole was aced.
Right. It's a good spread.
Yeah.
Sure.
But hole two?
Yeah.
That's a pipe.
That's a rip. That's a rip. That's like 300.
Yeah. I mean, it's not an open 300, though. It's that is a great shot if you ace that hole.
For sure.
Huh.
It's not as cool as six, but.
Oh, here we go.
Is six the one with the J-Town base?
No, that's four.
No, that's four.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Six is the one that I aced in 2020.
So I'm seeing on the Shanahan one, something that wasn't on the Haynes one. It says your course was added to U-Disc wish list 47 times. What is a U-Disc wish list?
So if you are using U-Disc and there are courses that you have not been to,
but you're like wanting to bookmark them.
But you want
them.
To visit them. Yeah. So it's like earmarking them. Is that what you just said?
Bookmark. Yeah.
Bookmark. Yeah. You can just add it to your wish list. And
so it's a
like
player
saved.
That hasn't played yet, but it's like, oh, I want to make sure I'm going to add this to the wish list.
Got it. So like if you see a destination course and you're like, oh, I'm going to be in wherever for vacation, look up what's nearby.
Does U-Disc use the GPS function of your phone and like then reverse it? Like, hey, you're near this course that you have on your wish list. Don't forget that. Like,
oh, I wonder if it notifies you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you just threw like 100 of them in there and then you're like
just
on
drive
a trip,
around.
It'll be like, hey, just so you know, you're only 20 minutes away from one of your wish list courses.
You just, if you do not have that function, you should totally have that.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Because you can log your throws and everything using GPS. You can, you know, practice drives and then walk to your drive and it'll tell you how far approximately that you've thrown. Things like that. So
in real like, I mean, obviously with a certain margin of error, but pretty close.
The detail on U-Disc is pretty outstanding.
Wow. That's crazy. Very cool.
I'm just picturing being on the road with your wife in the car and just the notification pops up and just cranking the wheel.
Like, she looks at your phone and then she looks at you like, don't you dare.
Well, that's what I was telling
you. You're on
me,
your
like,
way to her mother's funeral and it dings and she's like, you
That's a U-Disc commercial if I've ever heard of.
It's on the wish list, babe. Yeah, it's on the wish list.
It's on the wish list. You know?
You promised. You promised.
She's going to be dead forever. We're only going to be here once.
Holy shit.
That's what disc golf commercials need.
Itself.
So dark, so fast.
Yeah. Disc golf commercials need more genuine, like...
They need more Jason.
The cheesiness I'm seeing in commercials right now is like the Lone Star commercials driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're rough.
I like also, you can see the most active users. Shout out to GForce81, who played nine rounds at Shanny, who's the most active user at Shanny last year.
Which is wild.
Well, I assume that's a guy. You said he.
GForce.
Like, I don't...
It could have been. Yeah,
the number nine for... amount of times, like, doesn't seem like a lot, but it kind of is.
Well, yeah, if you assume this player...
I mean, we're not talking, like, Troy Brzezowa levels of, like, twice a day at Delwood, but, like, nine is a lot, because I can only think of maybe two.
I mean, if we played every weekend like we used to, and we traveled around, we'd only hit a course once every couple of months.
Right.
Exactly. I'm going to shout out the other names in here, just in case they happen to be a listener. Flicky also played nine rounds, so tied with G-Force, 81.
Well done.
Steve Ski 2 got seven rounds in there. Toast Jeff.
Mm. I'm pretty sure that's Jeff Wisniewski. Aquaman. Toast Jeff.
Big Wiz.
I'm almost certain. Big Wiz, yeah. Hmm. No doubt. Big Wiz on the list.
Congrats.
And rounding us out is Direwolf 35035 with five rounds.
Hmm.
Great name. Brr, 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 brr.
The numbers.
We don't know, we're going to move on to Highland.
Highland.
Yeah. The numbers keep climbing.
Well, Highland. Look at, not to interrupt, but on Highland, you see the most active layouts, the second most active underneath your main layout.
Hey,
unstable, all the way at the bottom. I knew what I was looking for.
Scanning. Unstable, so the second most active layout besides White Tees to A-Pins, which should be the most active,
right?
Is the Unstable Open 4 layout.
That's a lot, because we don't use U-Disc for scoring. We can't. We use PDGA Live. Right. So, like,
so people were actually using that.
Yeah.
Even more than the 40th Illinois States layout.
Dang. So it's also on the list.
Cool.
We got you, Jesse.
All right. We had 4,508 rounds played at Highland on U-Disc last year. What does that average out to daily? 365 days a year.
12-ish people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That are logging on
that are logging. Logging.
Uh-huh.
1,600 unique players. Flicky has made the list also.
Again.
This must be... Who is this Flicky?
I don't know. You can actually look it up. Like, if you go to create a scorecard and then look up that username, because you could search by, like, somebody local to you, like standing with you, or by username or PDGA. And that's, we were kind of looking up some of these people. Hmm. So we could find out who Flicky is.
Hmm.
Who would it be? It's a sidearm player.
I want to know. I almost want to know.
I hope that is a woman. That decided that. Like,
inappropriate. And it's a reference. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Bean Flicker.
Of course. Yeah.
But yeah, it's obviously a very active sidearm player.
32 states worth of
so many
visitors.
States, man.
That's like half of them.
Literally more than half.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say that, you know, as people come in to Delwood, it's the question after the round is, you know, we have more time and where else should I go? My number one is always Highland. Number two is like a Shanty West Park choice locally. But yeah, it's definitely Highland number two. So it's great to see that, because it seems like a lot of them are going over doing that.
If somebody had an hour, they're willing to drive like an hour from Delwood to play their next round, next best course you would recommend, or you would send them to within an hour of Delwood?
An hour?
1 hour?
Ish. I mean, if it's like an hour 15 or hour 20.
I would have to go with...
Like Fairfield?
Probably Fairfield, depending on... Because I'm going to split a hair here. Sometimes it can be swampy and
totally.
Sure.
Wet.
Sure.
Mosquito season, depending on that. Fairfield. Final answer.
That was the number one rated course in Illinois before Delwood, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Fairfield. I think I'd throw Rolling Knolls in the mix. Love Rolling Knolls.
Rolling Knolls.
Ooh, yeah.
It's been a little minute since I've been out there. I do like that course.
Dude, it's so fun.
Yep.
Wide variety.
I think it's also worth pointing out that at Highland, there's not only more than half of our states have been there, six countries.
But severely less than half
severely
of the countries
less than half
in the
of
world.
Total countries in the world, yes.
Six in
countries,
in total.
Including obviously the US, but Australia, Sweden, Canada, Finland, and Ireland as well, which is. I think it's very cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Most aced hole there is 12, three aces. Mm. Which one is 12?
Downhill with the like concrete curb
over
the road.
Oh, yeah. That breaks my heart that I have not gotten that yet.
Yeah. I don't have a Highland day, so that'd be a really sweet one.
June 26th was the busiest day of the year with 110 rounds played. Do we know what was happening in June
26th? Wow, June 26th. 110 rounds played? That must have been some unsanctioned event.
Could be a league if somebody's doing like a U-Disc scoring league.
Sure.
Or not. I mean, that's heart of the summer.
It's true.
Never know, man.
I mean,
Highland's been like
all year long. I mean, that's
the thing to do that day.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been like the J-Town story as of the last 3 years post pandemic with Trinity being closed. I mean, less courses is just they're more crowded.
That's true.
That's why I give Doc as much shit about let's move that process forward to getting Trinity back open so we could alleviate.
Yeah, we need it.
Some of the courses.
When I see that stat, and I'm sure it's going to be dwarfed by Delwood stats, seeing that, you know, June or July was the busiest month with 873 rounds played. When you think back to what Matt was saying about the businesses, you know, private businesses having so much to gain by having a disc golf course nearby, mm-hmm. I would think as a business owner, this is information you should know. You should be thinking about when there's events coming around to your local disc golf course, and how can you leverage some promotional thing around that? Like, if it's a restaurant,
right,
bar,
yeah,
hotel, whatever, like, yeah, what can I do to capitalize on the fact that there's going to be a lot of foot traffic,
yeah,
this,
yeah,
month?
I don't ever, yeah, think about the other side past Highland from Joliet, but there are some great little restaurants, mm-hmm, on that little strip on the way to like New Lenox.
Totally.
That could really benefit. And they're very close to Highland.
For sure.
Yeah, Highland and Haynes are a lot closer to each other than you realize. Yeah. You just keep, yeah, going down on, yeah, 30 East.
Right. So, yeah, yeah, they could definitely benefit from that.
Yeah, yeah, I know when we have Clash, most of the like restaurants in downtown Lockport, they know. They look at our calendar and they're prepared.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We've become like the Lockport concierge
for, oh, they'd be disc golfers. Fools, yeah, not to.
Right.
Just,
right,
from a standpoint of like, do we have enough wait staff?
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, we've got pamphlets for all downtown Lockport, and Sheila's put together pamphlets with all the businesses on the back that are big supporters of disc golf, and it's great. I mean, on a pretty much regular basis, there's people that come in and finish the round and go, I'm from out of town. Where do I eat?
Yeah.
Where's a good burger? Where's a good taco? So, right, really,
I mean, cool, we're technically a destination course, and mm-hmm, I like seeing all these other courses with good numbers. And I think it's just important for people to realize like what disc golf can do for your town.
Right. Especially when you think about these smaller towns where there's just not a lot of other reasons to bring, right, people there. Like when I think about Morton, Pekin,
yeah,
you know, these,
yeah,
little towns around Ledgestone, like,
yeah,
that's, God, is that not the biggest thing that happens
that
in that
week
town?
Is
all
gotta
year?
Be the biggest week for those businesses.
Revenue wise, like,
oh, totally, by far.
Yeah.
You know how many concrete, yeah, mixers Culver's goes through that, right, weekend?
Just for started. Ryan?
Just for me.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I lived in a smaller town because like I think about what Nora's doing out in Dixon and like,
mm-hmm, yeah,
yeah,
it's the perfect example. Like, totally, yo, we can bring people here with, right, this sport.
Yeah. I'd love to see the stats from her courses.
I bet she's the ambassador.
Yeah.
Probably get them.
About to reach out to her.
If you are an ambassador, reach out to us and let us know your stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. That's cool.
Let's hear about.
So this is not about like bragging or anything like that. It's just straight facts.
That's the fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack.
And also,
she's about to drop the deuce.
Well, no, mm-hmm, but it's also like so many people want to run events at Delwood, and it's impossible because if the park district allowed that, it'd be closed constantly. And not, yeah, only they receive the phone calls and complaints, we do.
Yep.
It doesn't look good for our entire community.
Right.
If, right,
these courses are closed down all the time.
That's so how you get people spread it out.
Yeah.
Reviews like, oh,
yeah,
there's rocks here. And
which, yeah.
So sidebar,
right,
to that, you know, people showing up and not being able to play, UDisc just added a, or are rather updating a function that they currently have, UDisc events. Did you hear about that?
Jeff Chappelle messaged, yeah, me saying, good, like, there's something here. I'll tell you more,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I foresee that being maybe the most helpful tool. I mean, if anything, these numbers say that people are utilizing UDisc.
Yep.
Could half of them not be? Probably, but the, mm-hmm, ones that care and the ones that are going to check are, and you're going to know that a course is closed down.
Or is it going to tell you like, oh, you, absolutely, can't play this, you can't score,
right,
this?
The course is closed because there's this event going on.
That's great.
So checking UDisc as a tool, because a lot of these guys aren't on Facebook or, yeah, don't think of Instagram in that way, what have you. So really excited to see how that plays out. And that should be going, yeah, live April 3rd.
First, third.
For
one of those.
Yeah.
Beginning of April.
Third. It's a Monday.
April, okay, Fool's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any guesses? Hear. For total rounds.
How many rounds were played at Delwood?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see through the paper, but I can't.
It's 2 pages.
Yes, I'm going to guess. I bet it's over 6 figures.
Total rounds played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If,
okay,
you compare,
Highland 4,500.
I'm going to say 22,000.
Alex, Sean knows.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah. Because it's logged UDisc rounds. It's not
right.
Right. It's not over, right, 22,000.
Okay.
They're definitely, how many?
15,521.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Most active disc golfers, Brownie815 has 85 rounds. We looked that up. That's Steve Brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
Steve Brown.
That's my partner.
Yeah.
Downtown Steve Brown.
Yeah.
Downtown Steve Brown.
Get rid of all those wasps out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, boy.
Like over 2,000 players visited for the first time in 2022. July was the busiest month with 2,100 rounds.
Wonder why.
July 16th was the busiest day with 200 rounds played. I can't.
Wow.
I can't imagine. I mean, I can't because I live it, but
I would guess significantly more than half of the states are represented.
48.
Losers.
And 13 countries.
More? Which two do you think aren't? Do you have all 48?
Yeah.
Hawaii? I mean, can I go with Hawaii and Alaska?
Alaska's on there.
Well, which has Wyoming? State has the stupidest people?
Wyoming is the least
Wyoming
populous.
Is on there.
God. Maine.
No. Maine is on there.
Farthest east.
I don't know. Nothing's Delaware. Standing out.
Hi.
Hi. I'm in Delaware.
Howdy, partners. Let's raise and rope Broncos.
I don't. Oh, no. It's on there.
Rhode Island.
Oh, Sean.
You can't just guess every state.
Indiana.
It's too much to read.
Yeah.
I don't think Rhode Island's on much. There. I think you hit one. Wish list 723 times.
Cool.
Sick.
What's the most aced hole? 16 is my guess.
What do you guess, Alex?
Or hole one.
It's got to be 16.
14.
14?
Okay. Yeah.
22 aces and 140 total aces logged.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 is only 210 uphill.
I can't get there.
Like hell, you can't.
I've seen you.
I would just think 16 because, God, it's such a cool, fun. You don't have to be able to throw very far at all to get there.
I think the separating factor is probably that sidearm 16 is a breeze, but not everybody has a sidearm. That's you true. Can backhand to 14.
That's true.
A little
That's
more
true.
Easily.
That's true.
Or there's a bunch of liars out there.
Could not, be. Not disc golfers. Where do you guys share this information now? And thinking about how this is important to Lockport, where what are you guys doing with this information?
I don't know yet. Definitely going to share it with probably sponsors for events. Mm-hmm. That would be our first thing. I'm going to share it with the mayor. He always takes an interest in what we're doing, which is awesome. So aside from being ranked 25 in the world, I'd like for the Park District to know the numbers and get them to put, you know, more time and money back into the course because it's working.
And also the guys that are working on the course, like Ken and Adam.
Yeah.
Sean and I were just talking to him on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were fixing up 18's red tee with some really cool landscaping. It was
so good.
Amazing.
It's so good.
But we were kind of bullshitting with them, and to have them know these numbers, I think they'd be super proud because they are, I mean, just as much a part as anybody.
100%.
While the top tier goal, if you're trying to pitch the idea of putting a disc golf course into a town, top goal is like destination course, big event, drawing tons of people. And that's sick if you can, you know, if you have the land for that and you have the resources for that, awesome. But even on the smallest scale, if you look at, you know, just a more of like a hidden gem that's just being played by the locals, like there's this evidence that you're bringing this like joy and this recreational thing to make your community happier, healthier.
Right.
So either way, it's being used.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You have either that tourism benefit or you have happier, healthier community.
Right.
It can just be straight recreation. Totally. That's fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm most excited to give this information to the new Lenox Park District.
Absolutely.
Because we just revamped that course and at no point were they hesitant, but they come from a long line and multiple generations of workers in the park district that never took it serious. So after just a couple of months, and you know, we could also get some numbers hopefully from the first couple of months of this year to show them that like, hey, this matters. Mm-hmm. It matters what you're doing over here.
I think for them, there's finally something that is trackable and substantial for them. It's not like there's an app called You Playground where moms can log how many hours their kids swung on a swing at a playground.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
7,000 swings.
Yeah. But like,
who's the most active swinger?
They put that stuff in and just hope it works.
Yeah. Kid Flicky's got 13,000 revolutions on the merry-go-round.
Right. Like now there's something that they can say like, oh shit, like this does matter.
Hot Buns 54 has used the metal slide.
They still make metal slides, do they?
I don't think so.
Like, I hope not.
Bring it back.
That was the worst. You mean the back of my thighs hurt as soon as you said metal slide.
I could feel it.
You just don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And then, your skin is already liquefying.
And then sizzle.
Then you just slowly slide down and leave the flesh behind you as you go.
Like butter sliding down.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a stat that there's no way UDisc can provide, but I'm very curious about. As I understand, the area where Delwood was built, there used to be like
an Indian burial
crime.
Ground?
Like there was like a crime problem there. No.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You maintain this level of foot traffic coming through there. All these people are coming through there. There's no way crime can continue at that same rate, just based on purely the fact that there's people right. around.
Correct.
Delwood is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you ever heard or seen stats on how disc golf affects crime rates in an area?
I haven't seen them logged, but
I haven't
sure.
seen numbers on paper, but I live it every day. So like, yeah. I mean, literally I've had women come into the shop and thank us personally for giving them their park back.
Feeling
and
let, safe
I can
in their own
come
neighborhood.
Here alone and have earbuds in and just jog and not feel Dude. Like I can't have earbuds in yeah. and I have to look around every corner. So, I mean, the fact that that has happened multiple times and I just, you just see it.
Yeah.
People are just out there.
Every person so that comes into the shop, I ask, how many less crimes have you committed this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
Because of the foot traffic. And they're like, significantly less.
I can't. I'm
yeah,
trying.
I can't. I really try. I want to.
People.
Everybody's here.
What do you think Flicky was doing before there was a disc golf course?
Yeah,
there?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another example of that is the course cleanup project in Jackson Park literally was like a designated crime spot. Like when we were clearing out the trees and the
like the government had signs up that said yeah. crime here only crime here. Please.
No, but yeah, as yeah. we were cleaning
the movie,
obviously
the Purge movies are based off of it. Actually.
Right. Yeah.
As we were cleaning it out, we were not just finding all the broken bottles and like syringes. There were like sex workers walking through the area and like looking upset that we were disturbing their place of business. Mm. Literally wow. like men in like leopard prints, not Spanx, but like spandex mm-hmm. with like cut off shirts mm. and just walking around.
They
like,
were upset that
pissed.
You were not patronizing.
Because that's wow. where they were that's literally taking, like that's where they were doing their business in that like abandoned little patch of woods. So wow. between all the junk we cleared out, the needles, the actual seeing the criminals there going like, damn, you're on our turf now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to measure it, but the evidence is very
tangible.
Clear. It's
yeah,
tangible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. And that's why I like the idea of more disc golf in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Let's take some more of those spots that are just right. not being used and put a basket there. Just get people to come around that spot a little more often.
Less hoeing, more throwing.
Hey! Hashtag unstable discourse t-shirt.
Ryan's face.
But with a garden hoe?
Yeah.
Right.
Less hoes, more throws. Yep.
Good job, Delwood and crew.
Some cool stats.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's Great really stats. Being an ambassador and setting all that stuff up and putting in the layouts is super cool. Super fun. Highly recommend.
We talk all the time about how like making destination courses is like the next big thing because we've done the plastic. We've done the accessories. There needs to be more
places
for people to go. Yeah. I feel like disc golfers are the only demographic that will vacation around disc golf. Mm. Like so many people do yeah. that specifically.
But that's a cool segue to the Paul McBeth and
totally.
Dylan Cease news.
Just dropped a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Well, Sheila, you're the one who kind of brought it to everyone's attention. What's the news?
Paul McBeth and Dylan Cease bought the property that the Throw Down the Mountain tournament is ran at. Typically that course is only open 4 weeks out of the year and they were going to sell it to like
for residential. Like they were going to break it up into like six different lots and just use it as housing and
yeah.
That sounds
probably
like the makings of a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Dollar. Yeah.
It's like an Emilio Estevez movie.
Ernest Goes to Camp. I mean, what else we got?
Yeah.
You got to save the orphanage.
Yeah.
But
they did. We won. Like,
yeah.
The Mighty Ducks ending.
And from what I understand, we watched Paul's Instagram post. The owner had given them only 48 hours to decide on whether or not. I bet they had something lined up and they were going to go one direction. That's what makes you beautiful. And then this fell into their lap. And thankfully, that owner didn't care which way it went.
Right.
You know, so mm-hmm. it's good that it stays a disc golf course. Because
maybe there was a little inkling of value in disc golf versus, you know, like a little bit of a conscience.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's what it was. Yeah.
Right.
And hopefully, like, this will be a course that can be open year-round.
And become a destination.
Right.
I mean, if Paul and Dylan Cease are involved, it would be foolish to not turn it into something that's bringing in revenue streams. I fully expect that. And if they don't, would have missed up.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, the branding around all of that, between the two of them, lodging, it's endless.
Thousands
I don't know that particular property very well. I've seen it on coverage, and it's phenomenal, gorgeous property.
Thousands of disc golfers have already been there, so there's already
it's
going
well-known.
To be hype. Yeah.
And then you attach those two names to it. and absolutely. You're going to be booked up for the following 2 years.
Sure. I hope they do some baseball related branding, knowing that Paul loves baseball and obviously Dylan's a pro player, even if it's just like the font on the sign or like the name has something to do with baseball.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
That'd be really
Paul
cool.
did mention rebranding and renaming in the quick Instagram post. So I hope it's as awesome as it can be. It should be.
I've never played that course, but I hear all the time. That's one look you got to get to.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. Watch some of the Throw It on the Mountain coverage. It's really cool. A lot of elevation changes and,
green.
Just totally different flora on the rough and in
what
the
state is it in?
Florida.
Florida.
Mm. Brooksville. Mm-hmm. Brooksville, Florida.
That reminds me of Chestnut Mountain, where that's like a temporary course on a ski resort. Mm-hmm. I watched Brad Cook throw straight down the hill, probably 700 feet, maybe 800, maybe mm-hmm. almost parked. Just the disc just kept soaring. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Did he throw a stag?
I don't know what he threw.
I hope it was a stag.
No, I think I do know, actually. I think it was I know it was a West Side disc. It might have been a Underworld.
Ooh, cool.
But it was the most beautiful, pure thing I've ever seen a Frisbee do. Just kept sailing, flipped over for 10 seconds, drifted. But it was just so awesome. Okay, we've talked about the impact of destination courses. Let's talk about some specific destination courses.
Shall we penetrate?
Shall we penetrate?
Get in there.
It's time.
Somebody has to say the name, and then Ryan's got to add some effect. You can cut this out.
It is time for Destination Penetration.
Well, I don't even know what to do yet. Maybe some porn.
I was going to say maybe like a sensual. Like
80s porn music behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody order penetration?
Yeah.
Somebody order a destination?
This is super fun. I am not into...
I don't know. He fixes the cable?
Story is ludicrous.
I don't do, like, bracket stuff or anything or, like... This is fun. I like this. We did it last year with Merch Madness, and that was, like we said earlier, a surprising amount of fun.
Yeah.
And this, I think, what Sheila and Jason have lined up are going to be... It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, you guys... we've matched up courses, and the only way to make a proper Sweet 16 bracket is to seed them, right? So the way that these have been seeded is through their rating on UDisc. So that's how the matchups are taking place.
Okay.
I think what we're going to try to do tonight...
Western Conference.
Take the Western Conference down to its Final Four.
Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
There is the possibility that you guys have... never heard of or know nothing about a course you see on this bracket, right?
Yep.
Sure.
So I have the information to help you make a proper decision. Okay?
Okay.
So I will give you the information that the deucer has given me about this, mm-hmm. what she has deuced. And there might be a little fun along the way as well. So keep that in mind.
Huh, Jackie T-Horn's going to pop out?
I talked to him. He couldn't make it here tonight, unfortunately. Oh. So our first matchup on the west side.
Oh God, my wife is so
cool. The deucer has deuced the television.
Yep.
My wife's cooler than your wife. Just deal with it.
These are pictures of, and I'm going to mispronounce it, Crockhole?
Mm-hmm.
Crockhole? Crockhole Disc Golf Course in Sigurd, Norway. Has a population of 2,000. There's 18 holes, pro basket elite targets.
A population of 2,000 people?
The town that it's in.
Of Sigurd has a population of 2,000.
Yeah. Yep. Very small.
Wow, very small. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, you're fine. Pro basket elite targets.
Jeez.
Look at that.
Boy. Turf tees, two layouts, four other nearby courses.
Holy.
It's a 12-hour flight from Chicago to Oslo.
Porsche
and then
Cayman
a 20-minute drive
okay.
from Oslo to Sigurd.
Look at those photos.
And the other things that you can do in town is you can visit the Viking Ship Museum. Viking Ship Museum.
I just ship my pants.
I just ship my pants.
I would go to either of those museums for the record, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you can take a boat tour through the F-jords. Through the fjords. So keep that in mind when we match up.
Based on the photos, there is nothing that competes with this disc golf course.
I mean, I'm
hold on. Have you been to Morton, Illinois?
Yeah.
Very sold on
this. Oh, funny you should.
Oh.
Because we
didn't realize that you.
We've matched up Crockhole with Northwood Black. It is in Morton, Illinois. Morton has a population of 18,000 people. There are 18 holes, Mach X targets, concrete tees, 4 smart layouts. It's a 2-hour drive from Chicago. The vision for a black level championship course at Northwood Park came about after the 2019 Pro Worlds event. With the help of the Morton Park District, many volunteer hours, this new course was created to be the hardest disc golf course in the world. Northwood Black measures out to be nearly 2 miles long from the long pads. The course debuted at the 2021 Ledgestone Open. Scoring an even par on this course will signify a round rating of 1020 to 1025. You play this course at your own risk. Other things you can do in town is go antiquing, head to Peoria for good breweries and the casino. And did you know, Morton is the pumpkin capital of the world. Ooh. 85% of the world's canned pumpkin is canned at the Nestle plant there.
I did know that because of a local last time we showed up there. Yep. Somebody told us that. Yeah, I remember that.
And we discussed it on the podcast because my roommate from college was from Morton.
Yes, right. That's right.
This, we have played this course.
You've played this course.
First of all, we are playing this course in like a week.
3 weeks.
What?
Max and I are playing that course.
It is in 3 weeks.
First time for you?
Well, I've played Northwoods, but not Northwoods Black.
Sure. There are several Northwoods courses. We're going to be playing
Northwoods Blue. For the Ledgestone Triples event.
Blue is fun.
Blue is super fun. Mm-hmm.
So A-plus to you guys on setting this up. Because there's so many different ways you can answer this.
Yes. Right.
Like,
What I do have to ask, which is somewhat of an important detail. I know we talked about it briefly this morning. What seeds are this?
This is 1 and...
What seeds 16. Are this?
What seeds are
one
this?
And 16. What seeds are this? What seeds are this? Okay, 1 in 16.
Yep. Yep.
So the number 1 rated free course and the 16th rated.
Yeah.
Free course. Yep. Yeah. Okay. You got it.
Sick.
It by pictures alone, I could have told you that because the photos for that Norway course are just
They're gorgeous.
Outstanding.
Gorgeous.
They look like paintings.
Absolutely. Like you couldn't have dreamed that up better than what I just saw.
Like if somebody painted them with a hairbrush or a brush that was made of hair, you could just walk into the painting and play the course.
Totally. Right. But you would have to smear peanut butter on your head first. Yeah.
I was like, why are you saying it like this?
Yeah. Peanut butter solution.
So with that being said, you have all the information we want to provide you, Alex.
Yeah.
Which course do you think is taking this?
On the spot.
Yeah, I know my answer, and I'm going to advocate for the other answer first before I, make my selection.
How about into the mic?
I want to award huge points to Northwood Black for aiming that high and for being probably the coolest thing you can do in Morton, Illinois. As the value of it being a destination course, if that's the way you wanted to make this assessment, it's almost like you're turning something amazing out of nothing. And that's cool. But you just can't, if I'm thinking about the vacation I want to take, I mean, you're talking about a fairy tale land and like a once in a lifetime type experience versus
Norway. Yeah.
For me, a 2-hour drive to a course I've already played some of the layouts a few times.
Yeah.
And it is great and a lot of fun. And I cannot wait to play Northwood Black in real life. Eventually, to see how, like, just as a glutton for punishment kind of thing, I'd just.
And that's what it is,
And I'm excited for that. But I mean, for me, there's not a chance that I would choose to go to Northwood Black over Crockhole.
All right.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I think the only thing would be if we're comparing cost to travel, obviously.
That is a factor.
If that was a factor.
If that was a factor, then, that could sway me. But otherwise, I've played Northwood Black. It is super fun. We're going to play it in a couple weeks. I'd have to go to Norway.
So, is this a clean sweep?
Yeah, I'm with these guys. Like, all due respect to Northwood Black. And it's phenomenal, but like what I just saw, the photos of that course are just, I mean, it's Europe and like you're in the thick of it over there.
Into the thick of it.
In Norway and Finland and getting to see the perspective of what it's like, which I think is just so astronomically different from our experiences here. And, we think we've got it figured out and I would just love to see it over there. So I'm going to choose that. Plus the Viking shit. I want to play with some Viking shit.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you brought up the financial aspect of it because if we're trying to make this a real life decision, God knows when I can afford to go to Norway.
Oh, sure.
But
this is fantasy.
Yeah. As long as we're talking fantasy, I'm going to the fantasy world.
Viking shit.
I have this theory that if you jump high enough, the earth will turn underneath you, and then you could land where you want to. Hmm. And maybe you wouldn't have to have any travel expenses. You can just do that. Moving on. So your next matchup.
Dig into that more.
Sure. The next matchup, we're going to go with a ninth seeded, the Diavolo Disc Golf Course.
Diavolo
Disc Golf Course at New Hope Park, Cary, North Carolina. The population there is 177,000 people. From here, it's a 13-hour drive. 22 like holes, Disc Catcher Pro targets, Eco tee pads and concrete, two smart layouts, red, white, and blue tees.
It is a
mix of open and wooded holes, two water holes, and makes good use of the terrain. Other things to do in town is visit Sean and Jason's dad, who's only a 45-minute drive away.
Done.
Yeah.
Next time you visit your dad, you've got to put this on the wish list and see if it tells you to go. See if it
pops up. Very, yeah. Very, very,
Big
very true.
Big Jim Callahan.
Yep. Uh-huh. Visit the Umstead Spa, and there's plenty of hiking and outdoor activities.
Ooh, okay. Looks beautiful.
The spa looks legit. I'm going photos. For the spa.
This looks like a very typical North Carolina course. There's a lot of wooded, like leaves on the ground, no matter what.
Yep. Some really cool looking water carries and boulders. You know I love me a boulder.
Me a Diavolo. Boulder.
I like the name.
Have we watched tournament coverage at this course at all? Anybody?
I have not.
I don't.
I recognize the name, but I don't know where from.
Same.
Yeah.
So we've matched it with eighth seeded.
I'm sorry, how far away was it? The drive or the flight?
13 hours. 13-hour drive.
13-hour drive.
Yeah, yep. if it's in the U.S., you're driving. Okay. It's road trip. Yeah,
it's
gotta be. You're only doing it right if you're road trip.
No, I'm with you, but we're also all Midwestern people, and that's like a very Midwestern thing.
Right?
Like,
how far?
Why
is
would
the
I
drive?
Fly? It's only an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
Totally. Exactly. Yeah. Whereas, like, you go that's to Europe, that's like you've gone two countries away.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it has been matched with 8th seeded Hobbs Farm Disc Golf in Carrollton, Georgia. So where
it's not much farther.
Not much farther, right? Population 28,000 in Carrollton. From here, it's an 11-hour and 35-minute drive. 18 holes, Prodigy T1 targets, red, white, and blue concrete tees, championship-level course with beautiful fairways. John Hook?
Hauk
of Hauk Design Course. Other things to do, you can visit the Southeastern Quilt Museum. Or travel 1 hour further south to visit the Walking Dead backlot set.
Oh, shit.
Unlike other The Walking Dead tours in Georgia, this Harrelson tour lets you choose from multiple tour types with plenty of interactive options. Choices include a standard tour of The Walking Dead filming locations, or upgrades that add activities such as dressing like your favorite character, transforming into a walker, or being ambushed by walkers when you least expect it.
Hmm. So is it dad or zombies?
Yeah. So
dad and spa or zombies?
You're right.
That could have been an episode title. Dad or zombies?
Dad or zombies? Yeah. So with that being said, you've been given all the information. Ryan, I'm going to let you go first this time.
Okay.
Which one are you choosing?
This one's going to end up going based on photos really alone. The details are similar enough between the courses. I'm not a giant fan of Prodigy baskets, but it wouldn't sway me. I think I'm going to have to go with Diavolo only because the name is cool. But this looks like what I would imagine an East Coast Carolinas type course to be. Mm-hmm. And I've never been there to play those courses. And if I'm going to do it, this course looks like the one that I would have imagined would be the best one.
I feel like I could smell these photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%, right?
Yeah. So, and I want to go to that spa.
You can hear the crickets in these photos.
Yeah. Right.
Can you go back to Hobbs Farm photos, please?
My choice is Diavolo.
Okay, very good.
What was the fact that you named before The Walking Dead? There was something else, and now it's
the Quilt
Museum. Yes,
you can visit the Southeastern Quilt Museum.
Was there something else? I thought there was something else.
No, sir.
Oh, Hauk Design. That's what it was.
Sure.
If it is my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to go Hobbs Farm.
Wow, okay. Ooh.
John Hauk, to my knowledge, I have not played any of his courses. I don't think that I have.
I don't know if we have.
He's legendary. I mean, the dude's all over the place. He's made a career out of putting courses in the ground. And if somebody holds that title, I definitely want to see their work. That alone, coupled with a little bit of Walking Dead and these photos. I mean, it looks a little bit more familiar. I'm going to choose this maybe for the opposite reason that Ryan chose the Carolina course. Hmm. It looks like something a little bit closer to home, a little like Wisconsin-y, Illinois-y type mm-hmm. of vibe.
It does. You're right. Yeah.
Hobbs Farm.
So you chose zombies over dad.
Sorry, dad. I love you. Mm-hmm. I know I still haven't visited your house since 2013, but I do love you. I'm going to go Hobbs Farm.
I'll go tell your dad that you said that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I'll be there.
All right. Then it's up to Alex to break this tie.
Tiebreaker. Here we
Walking
go.
Walking Dead? More like Blocking Dead.
I thought he was done. Yeah, I was like, all right, moving on.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, the Quilt Museum is a pretty big pull.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm in the summer, I get to be pretty brown. So if I went to Georgia, I could experience my first hate crime. That'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. But on a serious note, Diavolo just looked like the prettier place. I think I would enjoy the vibe of North Carolina more than Georgia. Nothing against Hobbs Farm. I mean, it looks amazing. I'd love to go, but it's not even close for me. Diavolo.
All day? Excellent. All day. Okay. Consider it noted. The Diavolo moves on.
Should I be next. Filling out my bracket?
I am.
I mean, I'm keeping track of who's winning, but yeah, feel free.
I even have my name at the top.
Oh, shit.
I was ready for class today.
So up next.
Did you put the date?
Damn.
Diavolo.
Diavolo.
Diavolo is the Italian word for devil, obviously.
Oh.
Obviously. But it's Italian.
Sure. Good enough.
Fragile.
Fragile. Must be Italian.
It's a major award.
Our next pairing takes us to fourth seeded Wildcat Bluff.
Wow. In
Vinton, Iowa.
Which we should have been to already, but
By
have
now,
not.
Yes.
Gotta no. love Wildcat.
Short list.
Vinton has a population of 5,000. There are 21 holes. They use Mach X baskets. We have mixed tees, concrete, brick pavers, and rubber mats. It is a 4-hour drive from Delwood. All things considered, you guys should have definitely gone there. Yeah. I can't believe it's only 4 hours away in heaven. Uh-huh. It is a heavily wooded course with elevation changes and many tight lines, many birdie opportunities.
Lions or lines?
Lines.
Okay, because that will make a difference.
That would. Yeah, that changes things.
Tight,
yo. I should enunciate better.
Yeah.
Many birdie opportunities if you hit your lines and many bogey opportunities if you don't. Other things to do in Vinton, you can visit Iowa's largest frying pan.
Ooh.
Or
let's go.
Take the chainsaw carving tour.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All the photos are of the T-signs.
T-signs, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, you disc users.
Well, there you go. I mean, ambassadors. Here we go. This is something that's huge.
Great opportunity.
If you are a destination course.
Ooh, this looks like that looks like wilderness to me.
Yes, it does. Hole three.
It looks like they shot the second Friday the 13th movie here.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the sleepaway camps.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepaway Camp 3 was shot there.
Appropriate fact for you to bring up because I happen to know that you are allowed to camp on site at Wildcat.
Ooh.
Oh, really? That's a campground as well?
Yep.
No?
Good to know. Good to know.
Good little nugget.
Keep that in mind. All right.
That's the parking lot from Highland. Cool. Okay. Next.
And we have matched it with 13-seated New London Tech in Forest, Virginia. Forest has a population of 12,000. There are 19 holes. They're Chainstar Pro turf tees and 3 smart layouts. It's a 12-hour drive from here. It's a very challenging professional gold-level course designed by your friend and mine, Paul Macbeth.
Oh, cool.
Other things to do near Lynchburg, Virginia, is head to Thomas Jefferson's personal retreat home. And during your road trip, you can stop at Point Pleasant, West Virginia, for the annual Mothman Festival.
Ooh,
I personally have visited the official Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant. I have a magnet on my refrigerator that proves that I was there. I also have a t-shirt from there. It's definitely worth checking out. There is a metal Mothman in the middle of town.
I've seen that.
That you walk up to it and touch its ass, and then someone takes your picture touching the ass of the metal Mothman in town.
You touch the butt.
I touch the butt. Mothman so with that butts. Being said, you now have all the information when we match up Wildcat Bluff and New London Tech.
Mm.
Sean, you're going to go first this time.
I got to kick it off, huh?
Wow.
New London Tech.
This has got to be
Forest, Virginia.
This has got to be newer.
This is definitely newer.
Okay, because it looks like it hasn't been groomed fully yet, which you can't take points off. You just have to understand.
Right. Yep. Turf tees.
Yeah.
Paul Macbeth went cheap. Got it.
Let's talk about that for a second. One of the things on here is all the different tees. How does that play for you as players? What is your preferred? What are you like, meh, when you get there?
I think in a generally more moderate, warmer climate, turf tees would be better.
Okay.
In an area like that, probably.
Yeah, but well. Here, turf tees are much more difficult because of the weather situation.
They just end up a sloppy mess, right?
Yeah. They're just as slick or worse than concrete in some situations, okay. And they require maintenance, you know, with sand and fill to.
So that
to
being keep them said, up. What's preferred? You walk up and you're like, yes, these are the perfect tees.
It's just got to be concrete tee pads.
Concrete every
they
time?
Just have okay. to be big enough.
Concrete yeah. of a certain length. Yeah. I'll say.
Okay.
Like, I've been to courses that have concrete and it's like an 8 foot or 10 foot. And there is nothing worse than being excited to play and having to change up your routine
yeah.
because of the size of the tee box.
Yeah.
You can't so, get a good enough run up.
That is sure. also to me like at least 12 feet.
Yeah. That'd be like going to a bowling alley that doesn't have the proper distance yeah, to the line, right?
Yep.
Same
yep,
concept. Yep, yep, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sean, you're going to lead it off. What are you thinking?
Shoot. Yeah. Can we go back to Wildcat Bluff, please? I mean, just because it's older and I had the thought also of like, sometimes we take these courses for granted. I mean, at any point, and we've heard of it in the past, courses being pulled for one reason or another,
mm-hmm.
You never know. And mm-hmm. with Paul's course in Virginia being newer, because it is such a tiebreaker and I've had this on my list for so long, I'm going to go Wildcat Bluff.
Okay.
Because it is the older course and you just, I mean, there's that
cool.
aspect of you never know, right?
Yeah.
So, and it just looks so lush and green and God, I cannot wait for it to look like that around here. Ugh, I'm starved.
Easy choice for me, Wildcat. Wow. I had such a nice time at Wildcat and I've been meaning to go back and camp there.
Oh, that was another big one too, camping.
Straight
you
up, like
you had mentioned
tents.
That. Yeah.
Like you're that's teeing great. Off and there's like tents
that's
in
awesome.
The background.
That's cool.
Well, that's pretty... intense.
Dude.
Heyo.
Have you ever had sex while camping?
Come on.
Intense. Yeah.
Anyways.
You know, you can't run past a campground. You can only ran because it's past tents.
Oh, there it is.
Got him.
Thank
There's
you.
There's the one that's staying in.
Thank you.
It's Russ Hour.
Yeah.
Russ Hour.
I'm sure that New London Tech is great. I've just
But
been...
you hate Paul Macbeth. Just
come
right.
on.
Say it.
Just
dude.
Say it.
I no. love Paul.
I forgot to tell you guys that whatever course wins this bracket, we have to go. So be careful.
Norway. Norway. Norway.
Norway. Norway.
Norway. Ooh, that's insane. That's a yeah. dream vacation for me. But I did mean to start my answer by saying, meet Virginia. Mm. When she froths.
Ryan, is it a clean sweep on Wildcat or is there
it don't
a
matter.
Room for discussion about
well,
New London Tech?
Really, my desire is to see the frying pans
yeah.
Ooh.
Of Iowa, so I'm going to have to go Wildcat.
I knew
Wildcat.
That would sway you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wildcat Bluff.
But in on. All honesty, those photos are amazing. They took those photos at exactly the right time during the season, and I feel just like Sean. They looked so great. Yeah. Nothing against London Tech. It also looks amazing, but I think because it's within such an easy range for us to get to,
mm-hmm.
I got to do that.
Well, we got one more matchup we're going to do tonight. It is between the 12-seeded and
what
5-seeded courses.
I cannot
what is
wait.
It?
I cannot wait.
Go ahead.
The 12-seeded course, as I stare
it's
at
in
this
Finland.
And I can feel sweat trickling down my back,
uh-huh.
is... Puyo? Kuopio? Finland?
Is there a way that we could look it up to see how that is actually pronounced?
P-U-I-J-O. Puyo? Puijo?
P-P-O-P.
Puijo. It's Puijo.
Puijo.
We don't have to look it up. It's Puijo.
Kuopio.
Puijo Kuopio. Sorry to our 12 Finland listeners.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to offend. It is in Finland. It has a population of 122,000 people. 18 holes. They use Discatcher main layout, Prodigy targets, turf tees, one smart layout, and we're not calculating the drive. This is a 12-hour flight to get there. Oof. Other things to do in Puijo is you can visit the Puijo Observation Tower. It's a 246-foot tall with a revolving restaurant.
Ooh.
So you get motion sickness as you eat at Puijo. And the Market City Hall where you can eat, drink, and buy unique items. Oh, I mean unique items.
Unique.
Oh, here we go.
Puijo.
Puijo.
Oh, I was close.
You Puijo. Were right the first time.
Puijo yeah. Kuopio. So as stated earlier, that is 12 right. seated.
Here's your photo.
We got, yep, we got some picks to look picks. At. Yep.
Very tall pines.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh,
all right. I mean, it looks like a springtime. Obviously,
that looks.
This looks like Midsummer.
That's what I was gonna say.
Midsummer's Dream, huh?
Dude, okay. That movie.
But that's.
Whew. Hey, there's the observation deck.
This is the observation tower.
Whoa, that's cool.
You can eat.
Yeah, that is cool.
In case you are wondering, listeners, we are looking at all the photos that are on the UDISC pages for these courses.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at them too.
You have to look at these photos real quick. There's the tower.
Oh, viewing tower.
Oh. However, if you went in winter, you would
downhill ski jumping.
Probably not be able to play because I believe they pull the baskets. So choose wisely.
I would not go in winter anyway. There's no come on. Hey, I'm going to Finland in winter.
Finland in winter?
Nah.
No, thank you. I'd rather be in Columbia, Missouri at fifth seeded Harmony Bends. Population 127,000. 18 holes, disc catcher targets, concrete tees. John Hauk designed.
Hey, wait, that looks like hole four at Delwood.
It does.
It is
that does look like hole four at Delwood. Whoa.
Right? It's only a 5-hour and 45-minute drive from Delwood.
Correct.
They have red, white, and blue and gold tees.
Mm-hmm.
Features big hills, wide meandering creeks, and lots of tall trees.
It also features a lot of flooding.
It looks a lot like Delwood.
Yeah. Everything needed to accommodate a world-class destination course. Mm. Interesting creek crossings and ways to traverse the terrain were incorporated into the course design. Other things to do in Columbia. You can see wildlife at Three Creeks Conservation Area, which covers 1,500 acres of rugged terrain filled with caves, green spaces, sinkholes, woods, or you can visit the Museum of Anthropology.
Ooh.
Sinkhole de Mayo?
Sinkhole de Mayo. So with that being said, Alex, it is over to you to start us off between Puyo and Harmony Bends.
Puyo, Kiopio.
Kiopio.
Kiopio
is like a little kid.
This is close to...
That's like a Murakami film.
Popo Zizho.
Popo Zizho.
Harmony Bends or Popo Zizho? Which one are you choosing?
I'm so torn on this. All right. Since I already picked a 12-hour flight option, I'm not going to do that again. Because honestly, as much as I would love to go to these places, being on a plane for more than 3 hours for me is a nightmare. I love that I can get to Harmony Bends. Like, that's like a weekend getaway.
Sure.
Love that. I'd love to go check out the caves. And I'd love that it wouldn't break the bank. I think if I'm going to go to like the Netherlands, I would be choosing Krokkel. So... Harmony Bends.
Harmony Bends it is. Moving on to you. Ryan, what are you thinking?
I am torn because I would automatically say Harmony Bends, except for all of the flooding issues that it tends to have.
And, which I hear about every time I talk about it.
And we see on even on coverage where they have to change OB lines because of severe flooding. I mean,
it's that bad, huh?
It's not just like a spring or like a specific time of year. It's a, oh no, there was rain yesterday. You're boned, right?
Wow.
And I know a lot of it isn't that way, but even if one or two holes of a course, a destination course that you're going to, that you're looking forward to is closed, that is a huge
turnoff. I mean, imagine
turnoff.
If you have a long weekend planned for that and it rains Friday on the way down.
Like, right.
Right. And now your weekend is
like, unplayable. Oh. Right?
Galoshes. Yeah.
So I... The Harmony Bends course just looks like a million damn dollars otherwise. I think I'm still going to say Harmony Bends, but it better be dry when I go there.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known that because that's literally a game-changing piece of information.
The flooding?
Yeah. Like if you make the trip and just you're...
Yeah.
Delhi would have to see like 3 or 4 inches of rain to get like that.
Solid. Yeah. Overnight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're like hole one where they tee off. There's like a little creek...
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a drainage ditch normally, but as soon as it rains, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Also, I believe tournaments have been scheduled there and canceled.
Absolutely, they have.
Due to course conditions.
Yeah. Multi-course tournaments, they've just switched and not played that course at all because of the flooding.
And you have both picked that?
I picked it, yeah. Anyway, because it's close enough
where
we
could go. I was hoping there was going to be a tiebreaker. Because
we haven't finalized yet, so do you want to change yours? You said you were given a key piece of information with regards to the flooding. Does that change your answer?
That does
your
change my answer, to be honest.
So I'm going to change your answer again.
Okay.
How far is Puhol from...
From Mats?
From Krokol.
Oh, wow.
Finland and Norway? Substantial.
Hours or
driving? I bet it's a couple hour flight.
I'm looking to the DMs here to let us know.
Oh, hang on.
Puyo. Puhol.
Mm-hmm. Puhol to Krokol.
Puyo.
When I say PPOP, does that register with anybody?
Mm-mm. I know that I've heard it before.
It's from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When he's naming him because he's leaving behind his mainland identity.
Yeah.
He's like, your name's not Peter anymore. I'm going to give you a new name. P.P.O.P.
P.O.P., looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah. It is a 21-hour drive.
That's if you're going to one, it's going to be very difficult to hit both because 21-hour drive is mm-hmm. like
almost yeah. 2 days mm-hmm. worth of yeah.
Yeah. yeah. If you make the trip, the thing is you spend so much time getting excited for a trip that's like over half the reason to plan a vacation is just to be excited about it and the buildup to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the trip was ruined by the course being unplayable, it would be devastating. I think if I made my way to Norway and the course, for whatever reason, was unplayable, I'd still just love to be in Norway. So
as opposed to Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
Going, you would just go home.
Okay, I guess we're going to Burger King.
Yep. Yeah, right. The cool thing about Missouri, though, is I have the same BMI as everybody in Missouri, which is great. Oh my God. I love going south because I fit in so much better. But yeah, I'm going to change my answer.
Interesting.
PPOP.
Final answer. P-P-O-P. That means, Sean, it is up to you to break this tie.
Oh, shit. I mean, that viewing tower, though. I don't know, guys. What kind of tees?
Turf.
Turf. That is correct. Yeah.
Turf 12 tees. But look,
it's a disc golf park design.
You could probably go visit Matt's while you were there, too.
I bet you could. Alex, we're going. We're going to POP.
Just be careful with this, because if one of these Norway, you know, Netherland courses wins.
Start saving up.
That's totally doable
right
now.
I'm going Finland. Every time, like, there's a reason why I haven't been there, and it's only 5 hours from us. We go and play disc golf courses. We've been to Flip City.
We do.
We go up to Wisconsin. If we weren't so in love with... Shut up, Sheila. If we weren't so in love with Sandy Point, I bet we would travel more and hit other places, right?
Uh-huh.
We haven't been there yet because we have had some bad reviews. I'm going to pick Finland. I'm going Finland.
Wow.
Puho.
An upset.
Totally. That means.
And also, we have a other Midwest course advancing in the bracket above it.
Yep.
That's true.
So I don't know.
All right.
That's right. So that means in the Western Division, the final four, we're going to see Krokol go up against the Diavolo, and we're going to see Wildcat Bluff go up against Puyo. All right, so that means the next time we visit this, which I believe will be in 2 episodes, we will hit the Eastern Division, where we will see maybe a local course pop up.
I cannot wait for you to pronounce some of those Finnish names.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that's what I am looking forward to most.
Puyo is nothing compared to the other side. So we'll get to this, and then in a future episode, we will take it down to a winning hole, and then we'll do a fundraiser tournament for us to fly there, because I have a feeling there's going to be some travel involved for us to visit one of these places. We'll see.
Hmm. Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What if it's Wildcat? We can just camp for pretty cheap.
Let's go.
That's what I'm going to push for. That's a good place to stop for destination penetration for now. We'll pick this up at a future episode. We got something, you know, very cool happening on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's the return of
Delwood and Dragons.
I gotta be ready for that. Right. By the way, before I take us out, I'm gonna tell you guys I found the video from Wildcat. And while I was scrolling around that time frame, apparently I had been at my parents' house and was given some old things that they had in a photo box. So I also, right next to that video, have a photo of my certificate of achievement from graduating the DARE program.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice
well,
work, DARE.
Yeah.
I also have a first place in the checkers tournament championship from Troy Middle School.
Mm. Well done.
I can't believe my parents kept this. In my econ class in high school, I won the Wall Street Wizards Young Investors Award because me and my teammates, the Wazzups, had the best portfolio. And in third grade, I was the good citizen of the month at JJ Plebiak High School, grade school.
Good job.
Stumbled across just proof of me being great.
Love
for
it.
Many, many years.
What a guy.
And with that,
and
listeners.
So humble. Yeah.
So humble. Somebody needs to make me a humility certificate. Mm-hmm. Please.
So you can show it to everyone?
All right, yeah. So, please. So you can show the world how great
there
you
needs
are.
To be, yeah. I'll run a boosted ad on social media. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
But this is great. Great work to you guys again. A+ on producing.
Yeah, this is cool as hell.
Super fun episode. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you, listeners. As always, we appreciate you guys hanging out. And make sure you like and subscribe and share and do all the things you can to help this show reach more listeners. We'll see you guys next time. Until then, keep it on the fairway.
Mm-hmm. See you.
Later, y'all.
Peace be with you.
Adios.
Unstable Discourse is produced by Sheila Callahan. Edited by Ryan Fancher. Beats provided by Alex Seminary. And produced in association with Unstable Disc Golf Gear. Look good, feel good, play good.
Unstable Discourse is a Top Secret Studios production, baby.
Kiopio is like a little kid word. Kiopio.